In less than 100 days, people who live in Scotland will face this question on the ballot. Should Scotland be an independent country? It hasn't been for more than 300 years, but Scotland has been gaining political power since it got its own parliament in 1999. As the September 18th vote approaches, we wanted to hear from both sides, and we'll start with Stephen Noone, chief strategist for Yes Scotland, which is led by the Scottish National Party, or SNP. He joins us via Skype from Glasgow. Stephen, welcome.
Thank you. Hello.
Well, why should Scotland be independent? Make your case for us.
Well, independence is a natural state for countries. I mean, America is a prime example of a country that's doing fairly well with its independence. You obviously achieved your independence a couple of centuries ago, but you've done some pretty good things with it. In Scotland, we think we should be independent because we want the government that we vote for all the time. That doesn't always happen. We believe we can make Scotland more prosperous. And we also believe we can make the country fairer, have less inequality.
But it's interesting that you use the example of America, because the way that we would see what you're trying to do is not America becoming independent, but maybe one of the states seceding, like Texas deciding they don't want to be part of the United States anymore. Is that not an apt comparison?
But before America was even discovered by the Europeans, Scotland was an independent country. So Scotland's an historic nation. We regard ourselves as being in a voluntary union with the rest of the UK. As we voluntarily entered the union, we can also voluntarily choose to leave it. So it's like, you know, our model is Canada, Australia, Ireland, countries that have become independent from Westminster.
And aren't you worried, though, about some of the things that you would be losing? We've been reading all about what might happen, first of all, with Scotland having to pay its share of the UK's debt. There's no guarantee that you'd be part of NATO or the European Union. What about those things?
Yeah, I mean, Scotland is one of the top 20 wealthiest nations in the world. You know, we're a bit more than capable of meeting our debt obligations. And also, Scotland will be part of NATO. It's in nobody's interest for a large chunk of the North West Atlantic area of Europe to be outside the NATO zone. You know, America, it's not in America's national interest. And in terms of Europe, I mean, Scotland is also, we've been part of Europe, the EU, for 40 years. We will continue as part of the EU as an independent country.
What about the pound?
We will continue to use the pound as well. I mean, the pound's as much our currency as it is the rest of the UK's.
And they would be fine with that?
Well, the pound is what's known as a tradable currency. We can use the pound whether or not Westminster politicians allow us to, in their terminology. What we're obviously looking to do is share the pound, and that would involve an agreement. But there's absolutely nothing that Westminster can do to stop Scotland from using the pound.
But if Scotland does say, we're out of here, you know, Westminster, we're not going to be part of the United Kingdom anymore, would the people in London be that interested in working with you on everything that you are interested in working with them on?
Well, what we're proposing isn't no partnership. We're proposing a new partnership, a more modern relationship between the countries of the United Kingdom, the countries of the British Isles. Our model is the sort of partnership that exists in Scandinavia, where you've got independent countries, Norway, Sweden, Finland, Denmark, who cooperate extensively, including in areas like defence and the economy. But they are independent countries. And we think that the best relationship for the nations of the British Isles is a looser relationship where we're equal partners as independent countries, not part of one single state.
What would you miss the most?
Well, we'll be able to keep a lot of the good things. The relationships of family and history and culture will remain. I mean, the one thing that I will not miss is being part of a country that seeks to project global power, seeks to have nuclear missiles that can destroy a quarter of the planet. I mean, I want Scotland to take on a different role in the world, one which is based upon our actual size as a small to medium-sized northern European country, a country that can engage in international peacekeeping and can contribute to things like global climate justice, not have the ability to invade countries halfway around the world.
That's Stephen Noone, chief strategist for Yes Scotland. Stephen, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.
And for another view now, let's bring in David Whitten, who is a spokesperson for Better Together. He's with us from the BBC studio in Glasgow. David, welcome to you.
Hi, thanks very much for having me on.
Well, what do you make of what we just heard there from Stephen Noone? Why shouldn't Scotland do what he wants it to do?
Well, I think the one thing I would agree with Stephen on is that we want to see a successful Scotland, except that we just have a slightly different vision of how you can do that. Better Together want to see the best of both worlds, a strong Scotland with its own Scottish Parliament within a strong United Kingdom, so that we can share the strength, security and stability of being part of the UK and sharing the risks and rewards of being that. I mean, after all, we've had a partnership with the rest of the United Kingdom that's lasted for over 300 years. It's one of the most successful, in fact, it probably is the most successful partnership of countries in the world.
Well, then why are there so many Scots who want out?
Well, it depends what you say by so many Scots who want out.
Well, it looks like it's probably about 35%, according to the polls right now.
Well, there's a vocal minority who would want out. And as long as I've been involved in politics, the number has been roughly the same. And that's about 40 years. I've always felt it's roughly 2/3 to 1/3 of people who'd rather stay within the United Kingdom.
And what do you tell them about why they should stay in the United Kingdom? I brought up a few things there with Stephen about the pound and maybe military reasons. But what other reasons are there for Scotland to remain part of the Union?
But you just have to look at how successful that union has been over the 300 years that it has existed. I mean, Stephen talked about not getting the governments that they vote for, but the SNP are never going to get a government that they vote for because they don't support either the Labour Party or the Conservative Party, who are the two main parties in the UK who would form that government in Westminster. But as members of the United Kingdom, in more recent times, we've actually delivered a Scottish Parliament. So we have delivered to the people of Scotland more devolved power, more power at local level, where they can take the decisions that Stephen wants to take. But we now have control over health, housing, transport, all the key home issues are dealt with by the Scottish Parliament.
Well, and I see that there are questions about what would happen with people's pensions, state pensions, if Scotland were to become independent.
Well, that's a very important question, and it's not Better Together alone who are posing these questions. The Institute of Chartered Accountants, not people who have got a bias one way or the other, have asked some very serious questions of the SNP and the Yes campaign as to what they would do with pensions. Scotland, as a matter of fact, has an ageing population, and people are living longer, and we also have fewer people who are contributing to the tax base. So there is a question mark over how you would pay for pensions in an independent Scotland.
So how worried are you that Scotland will decide in September that it wants to become independent?
Well, we're heartened by the fact that President Obama and Hillary Clinton have both in recent weeks said that they would prefer to see Scotland staying within the United Kingdom, but of course both acknowledge that the choice is for the people of Scotland, and that's as it should be. Worried about it? I'm not worried about it, because I believe that when it comes to September the 18th, the people of Scotland will say no thanks to separation.
That's David Whitten, spokesperson for Better Together, joining us from Glasgow, Scotland. David, thank you.
Thank you very much.